In the assignment for Chapter 5, we ask you to do some research. And there are many places that you can go to get data about companies now. So let's just take a look at a few of them. And this one's Yahoo. If you go to Yahoo's finance page, here's the home page, just click on finance, or if you knew it was finance.yahoo.com, you can go right to their finance page. And their finance page used to be awesome, folks. It used to be excellent, but not anymore. They've really just did their best to screw it up. So what are you going to do? Now, what they want you to do is they want you to search here for the company. And then what it does is it does their search as if you were in Google. It's lame, so don't use it. Here is where you're supposed to be. Everyone knows that, right? Where it says quote lookup. They hide it over here. And let's say we're looking up a company such as Johnson & Johnson, you know, the Q-tip folks and the baby powder and the Band-Aids. They make a whole lot of other stuff, too. Johnson. Oh, and you see what happens? All these companies are going to say, oh, we think you want Johnson & Johnson. There's also Johnson Controls and other companies, but Johnson & Johnson is the one we want. And now we can see that the symbol is JNJ. And you can commit that to memory if you care to, but you don't have to. Just type the name of the company. But that's the symbol. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. There's one of the pieces of information we ask you to look up. So let's click on the search button. We can just press enter. And we get a... Dun, 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 dun. Oh, hello. I don't Yahoo. They did their best to screw it up, and we get the page which has Johnson & Johnson's information, and it's a little difficult to see. We should probably make the browser a little bit smaller, go down to 90%. That might make it harder for you to see, but at least we'll see what's going on here. And so we have this graph, and we'll talk about graphing later on. But look at all the things we can do. Charting, that's what this stuff is. They want you to pay for the company outlook. You see those little locks, the premium service. The statistics, historical data, profile, financials, that we're going to deal with those later on. Analysis options and a few other goodies that we'll not do right now. But see, here's most of the stuff we were interested in. We were interested in the P.E. ratio, the earnings per share. There's the dividends, $3.80, and as a percentage, the dividend yield is $2.53. So you have a lot of the information that we were asking for right on this first page when we go to Johnson & Johnson. But also, we asked you for one piece of information that in Yahoo is on the profile page. And so you click on the profile page, and that will tell you what sector of the economy and what industry they're in. And I ask you for the sector. You can give me the sector or the industry. It's up to you. But hopefully what's going to happen is as you're going and looking through all this data, you're going to get your interest piqued in, oh, what does Johnson & Johnson do? Oh, we know they have the Band-Aids, and the Q-tips, but look at all the other things they do. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? We can look at their competitors. Look at their competitors and what they do. They used to have a link that said competitors, which is so important, and they don't have that anymore. I don't know why, but sometimes they'll have something. What else people looked for? People who looked for Johnson & Johnson also looked at these companies. So that's the closest thing you have to competitors. Okay, so that's Yahoo. And it used to be so good, and it's horrible. And I sent a letter to the CEO, not thinking the CEO would ever get it, of Verizon, because now that's who owns Yahoo. And believe it or not, the next day he wrote me back, the CEO. Turns out the CEO of Verizon used to live right across the street from Southwestern Community College. Wow, pretty amazing, small world. And so he said, well, we're going to do our best to make it good again. Good luck. It's destroyed. Yeah, all Yahoo. I can't believe people actually use it anymore, but that's, you know, people like chocolate and some people like vanilla and other people like strawberry. So that's Yahoo. Another useful one is MarketWatch. You see, it remembers that I went to MarketWatch. Now, MarketWatch is the free Wall Street Journal. You have to pay to get on the Wall Street Journal's website, but this is their version of a free website, and it's very different from the Wall Street Journal, which is very ideologically Republican. Fox News, they're owned by Fox News now, by the way, and MarketWatch is still fairly independent. They have articles from both sides of the political spectrum. And so it's actually not a bad website. And so here is where you do a quote lookup, and you could do a search on a keyword. But again, we already now know we could type in Johnson & Johnson, and it says, oh, we think you want, oops, I spelled it wrong, Johnson & Johnson. But if we remember J&J, right, J&J is the symbol, we can all have to, we don't have to type in Johnson & Johnson anymore. And here's much of the same data that we were looking at before. Now, they give you the dividend yield, but they give you 95 cents. Wait a minute, wasn't it $3.08? Well, that's what something you got to watch out for. Remember that dividends are paid quarterly. So some websites are going to give you the quarterly dividend. So you have to multiply by 4 to get the yearly dividend. Does that make sense? Yeah. And notice they're going to go X dividend. What's that? You're going to read that, read about that, see that in the presentations. What's X dividend? What's the short interest? Well, I'll talk about that much later on. But Johnson & Johnson's a big company. What's their market capitalization? Oh my goodness, almost $400 billion. So MarketWatch will then have links for you to look at their competitors and look at what's going on with them. And they want you to click on these ones, the ones that say sponsored, because that's how they make their money. But the other ones that don't say sponsored are stuff from Barron's, which is basically Wall Street Journal. Barron's is part of the Wall Street Journal. Cool. Okay. Another one that other people like, I think it's okay, I don't actually use it that much, is Bloomberg. Bloomberg website has a free portion, but they also have the Bloomberg, it's called Terminal, and it's very popular with professionals. People I talk with who are professionals, they say, I like Bloomberg. But it's same idea. We hit search, and this time we know that Johnson & Johnson's symbol, we remember it, and you'll remember several after a while, is J&J. So we click J&J, and they have a lot of chock full data. And again, don't worry while you're doing it. Listen to the commentary about the assignment. Don't worry about being precise. Be a little imprecise and sort of just get lost. Notice here, before it's here, it's on Bloomberg Terminal. So they want you to sign up for Bloomberg Terminal. Cool. Okay. So there's again, they give you the dividends quarterly, but there's the earnings per share. There's the dividend yield. Now, here's one that I never thought would be free. This is one of my favorite companies. It's called the Value Line, and we'll come back to the Value Line in Chapter 6 in detail. But they are awesome. And they used to just say, okay, you have to sign up. And they wanted almost $50 a month, right? But not anymore. If I type in J&J under the quotes, it's, oh yeah, once Johnson & Johnson, it gives you much of what they give you when you have to pay. Not everything, but pretty darn close. And they give you the ranking, and there's, we'll go through all this. This is, the Value Line is definitely a sip from the fire hose. Plenty of good stuff here. And we'll learn how to play with all this good stuff in the next chapter, in chapter 6. But check out Value Line. I didn't even notice. I just decided, well, I'm gonna look at what Value Line is. So what's on Value Line? And I just all of a sudden was amazed. I don't know how long they've been doing it. It hasn't been that long. But yes, definitely check out the Value Line. And all these websites will help you do those chapter 5 assignments. The stock market assignments where you're just filling in data, and hopefully you're getting your interest peaked and going over here and then going over there and checking this out. And then the earnings call assignment where you, listen in or read what happened in the last quarter. Okay. So have fun. We hope you enjoy these assignments. And as I say in the commentary for the assignments, if you do, that's a very good sign. It's a very good sign that you would be your own financial advisor. And if you absolutely hate it and you'd rather eat barbed wire and you can't stand it, then that's a very good sign that mutual funds are a good choice for you. So have fun, folks. Be awesome. Get a little messy. Don't worry about getting lost. You can always make your way back to the main page and start all over again. See ya!